a message and a video. Message and a video. So here's the message. Here's a message. You can start recording too, Gloria. Here's the message. So I'm going to be really quick today just to give everybody a chance to enjoy our guests from out of town and not to wear you guys out. And so I'm going to just say a couple words, and then I'm going to show you a video about the words that I'm saying, okay? The video is from our own a drama team, our own, we have A-list actors that we, yeah, that's right, let's give it up for, and we're, you're going to love this video, and this video is just a personification of the scripture that I'm going to read. Our passage for the day is just, the whole sermon is just one verse. Here's what it says. It says in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, and Peyton's going to put it on the other screen, and you'll see the verse that I'm going to read. And it says this, for I delivered to you first, and I love this because it's just so powerful. It says, if you just put it up on the King James Version too, Peyton, because it's verse 15, chapter 15, verse 3 and 4, 1 Corinthians. For I delivered to you as of first importance. That's what I love about this. Whenever I see numbers in the Bible, whenever I see rankings or priorities, that's exciting to me because I think, wow, this is important. This is great. He says, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried. Doesn't say it, but I'm going to add it, according to the scriptures, because it's implied. And then he says, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. So in just in those two verses, ladies and gentlemen, you have the entire story of the Bible. You have the entire message. All of the Bible, all of scripture was written for one reason, to show us the life, the death, the burial, and most importantly, because this is our hope, the resurrection of Jesus. When I did a funeral of our dear beloved sister Ethel this Tuesday, and the hope that I gave that family was that, guess what? If you live for Jesus, you get to see Ethel again. This is not how the story ends for us. The grave does not have victory. Death is not the final storyline. There is a resurrection. And Jesus was first, and we're going to be after him. So, Mark, if you hit the lights, Marcus, if you hit the button, we're going to show you a dramification of that very same idea. Jesus has risen from the dead.
Are we live? We're on? Okay. This is Andrea Heath live from WWJD Channel 7 via the Cleveland Plain Dealer. I am near the city of Golgotha, and it's right outside Jerusalem. And this is where Jesus of Nazareth was crucified just 3 days ago. I have received report that some things have occurred just this morning. As you can see, I am here on the other side of the garden where Jesus was buried, and I have gotten word that the body of Jesus is no longer in the tomb. I repeat, the body of Jesus is no longer in the tomb. He has risen from the dead. He's risen from the dead. This is amazing news, people. This is amazing. And we've got some interesting footage here that just occurred 3 days ago at the crucifixion and the burial. We're going to roll that footage right now. Wait a minute. Wait. I'm getting word that we may have an eyewitness to the occurrence.
All right. All right.
Wait. There's a woman here. And it looks like she's carrying spices. Let's go see if we can get an interview. Excuse me, miss. Hi, I'm Andrea Heaton, WWJD, Channel 7. Could you tell us what you experienced this morning?
I was walking with some of my friends this morning, and we planned on anointing Jesus with these spices.
And what did you find when you got there?
When we got to the tomb, the stone rolled away, and the angel appeared. I was terrified, and the angel told me that Jesus, who was crucified, has risen. I looked in the tomb, but there was nothing in there.
So what happened next?
Jesus appeared to me and told me to tell his disciples that he has risen. This is the happiest day of my life. I've seen my Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Channel 7 News. Jesus of Nazareth, who was accused, arrested, crucified, died, buried, and now risen, he lives. This will undoubtedly be a great day in history, a day to be celebrated and remembered. Jesus is risen. Back to you, PW.
All right. Amen. So Jesus is risen. So if you don't know who Jesus is, you can meet him this morning. You don't have to leave home. You don't have to leave church without knowing our Lord and Savior. And we thank Andy and Lexi for this great, this kind of goes back. Andy did this back at when we were having church at the mall. You guys remember that? You know, this was one of our, I think this was a Resurrection Sunday skit that Andy put on for us. So what a great message. And we know that that's the greatest message we have in the Word of God, that he lives, he's risen. Not just a sermon or a message for Easter time, but for every time, all the time, the most important message we can ever receive, that our Lord, he lives. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you again, Andy and Lexi. So I would like to close by asking any of our guests, no one, no pressure, we're not putting anybody on the spot, but if anybody would just like to say something, you know, hello, happy Father's Day, we're glad to be here, or when do we eat or when do we leave? Whatever. If you want to say anything, feel free. You don't even have to come up front. We'll bring the mic to you. Does anyone want to have any words? Any words? Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Just give us your name too again. I know you're just so thankful. So we're honored. So with that in mind, we're going to have dinner. Are we early? Has the food? We're early? We're really early? Okay, so you know, no, that's good. That's good, because now what we can do is we have some mics. If anyone would like to just have a testimony, if you want to say anything good about Jesus, if you want to say something good about your father, your grandfather, you know, if you want to give us some money, any of the, but I'm just kidding. No, but if anybody has anything that they would like to say in honor of the Lord or in honor of our Heavenly Father or your earthly father, we'll give you a mic for a couple minutes. Tim, you're next. If you just give the Lord thanks over our offering. I just want to say that Brother Cole and I, you know, we're about the same age and we talk a lot. He always tells me how much he loves his kids and grandkids, and we talk about, because he sees my kids and grandkids running around here all the time. And so we're always talking about kids. He always says how much he would love to be with you guys all the time, you know, or either you guys up here or him down there. So I know this just warms his heart. I feel the love. I know how it feels, you know, just to have your family around you. You'd be able to see your grandkids and kids. It's just a beautiful thing. So thank you guys for making Brother Cole's day. You kind of like made all of our days too, because it just makes it a beautiful thing. Amen.